Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A former Zimbabwean minister claims that President Mugabe deployed the National Army in the 2008 presidential election runoff, in which 150 opposition party supporters were killed.
There is no one who can give in order to the military. Military is one command, and it is the commander-in-chief. And so you cannot side against what happens if you see the military all over.
UNICEF says Zimbabwe is facing its worst malnutrition rates in 15 years, as nearly 33,000 children are in urgent need of treatment for acute malnutrition.
Because of the current situation that we are in, there's an El Nino-induced drought that is sweeping across large parts of the country.
And some former ZANU-PF members vow that they will never rejoin the party, saying it is likely to lose in the 2018 general elections.
I don't see it surviving what is happening. The infighting which is taking place within the party right now signifies the end time messages for ZANU-PF. It's not going to survive.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
UNICEF says Zimbabwe is facing its worst malnutrition rates in 15 years, as nearly 33,000 children are in urgent need of treatment for acute malnutrition. In a statement, UNICEF said, as an El Nino-induced drought sweeps across large parts of the country, the number of hungry families in Zimbabwe has doubled in the past 8 months. UNICEF is now requesting $21 million to meet the humanitarian needs of children in Zimbabwe in 2016. The organization noted that two consecutive seasons of failed rains have diminished food harvests and reserves, increased hunger and malnutrition, dried up water sources, and decimated livestock. According to the Zimbabwe Vulnerability Assessment Survey released last month, nearly 2.8 million people in rural Zimbabwe, or 30% of the rural population, will require food assistance, of which 1.4 million are children aged 18 years and below. Blessing Zinde, UNICEF emergency specialist, speaks with Studio 7 about the crisis.
Because of the current situation that we are in, there's an El Nino-induced drought that is sweeping across large parts of the country, and the number of hungry families have actually doubled in the past 8 months. From an earlier projection in May 2015 of 1.5 million people being food insecure at the peak of the hunger season, to the current projection of 2.8 million people being food insecure at the peak hunger season, which normally runs from January to March. And out of those affected, 1.4 million will be children that are aged 18 years and below.
So as UNICEF, are you going to do anything?
As UNICEF, we have been responding to humanitarian situations of women and children in Zimbabwe and even at a global scale. But in Zimbabwe, we've got areas that we'll be looking at as UNICEF. The first area that we'll be looking at is the area of health and nutrition. Under that area, I will be focusing on ensuring that children that have got acute malnutrition in its most severe form receive what we call therapeutic food.
UNICEF is requesting US$21 million to meet the humanitarian needs. Where are you expecting this money to come from?
UNICEF works with donor agencies that support its programs. Most of our donor agencies have been external donors that have been supporting UNICEF programs globally. We also have individual donors who also support UNICEF's programs.
That was Blessing Zinde, UNICEF emergency specialist, speaking with us from Harare. Former resident minister and ZANU-PF member of parliament for Mwenezi East, Kudakwashe Basikiti, has sensationally claimed that President Robert Mugabe personally deployed members of the Zimbabwe National Army to wage a violent campaign against the opposition movement for democratic change leader Morgan Tsvangirai in the run-up to the presidential election rerun in 2008. In an exclusive interview with VOA Studio 7, Basikiti claims that the military takes orders from Mr. Mugabe and nobody else. He says the Zimbabwe Defense Forces cannot leave the barracks without his authority. The opposition MDC alleges that about 150 of its supporters were killed in the campaign and tens of thousands forced to flee their homes due to political violence. Basikiti tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu his new party, the Zimbabwe People First, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, has the full list of officers who allegedly terrorized the people in 2008, and the party's leadership will release the names at a later stage.
What happened is that there was full realization that the people have lost confidence in the ZANU-PF leader, and then the only way to salvage the disappointment and the embarrassment was for him as the commander-in-chief to command the military to salvage the loss which had been witnessed. And that it's known, it's public knowledge, that the members of the opposition stopped voting and they just went into hiding, including their leader, and then you can not say there was an election. That's why there was a even the GNU was not even warranted. That shows even it speaks against the sincerity of the African Union. Because if a political party wins an election, it has to be given mandate to rule. And this issue has been given mandate to rule in 2008 because they won the election. But the African Union, because they still entertain the spirit of Pan-Africanism and the political parties which fought the revolution, the way of liberation has to be protected. They saw it fit just to protect one leader who participated in the liberation, the way of the liberation struggle. But ironically, the same leader was fighting against the principles of that revolutionary struggle and is now responsible for enslaving and oppressing its own people.
So who exactly gave the military the order to leave the barracks and go and campaign? Is it Mr. Mugabe himself?
There is no one who can give in order to the military. Military is one command, and it is the commander-in-chief. And so you cannot try to guess what happens if you see the military all over. They have been commanded by the same chain of command.
So were these retired army officers or they were serving army officers?
Army personnel, we know them by name and we know where they stay and how they are operating.
That was former ZANU-PF lawmaker Kudakwashe Basikiti speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu. Zimbabwe's laws, including the Defense Forces Act and the Constitution, prohibit the military from participating in politics and partisan interference in electoral affairs. ZANU-PF Chairman Simon Kayamoyo was not reachable for comment as his mobile phone was not taking incoming calls.
In a related development, some former ZANU-PF members say the ongoing purging of party activists with divergent views is an indication that the former liberation movement is crumbling. They claim that the current leadership of the party is now out of touch with reality and many people want to leave ZANU-PF. Our correspondent, Anta Chigoriwa, has more details from Chinoy.
At least 150 people, including former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, have been expelled following the controversial elective ZANU-PF Congress in 2014. Mrs. Mujuru, former Party Administration Secretary Didmus Mutasa, former ZANU-PF spokesperson Lugare Gumba and others were accused of attempting to topple President Mugabe before the Congress. Some of the expelled activists were in the provincial, district, branch and the cell organs of the party. They were also accused of being part of the so-called Mujuru camp, which allegedly wanted to oust the then 91-year-old president. Mrs. Mujuru and her colleagues have dismissed these allegations as untrue, saying the same thing is happening to Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who has been accused by senior party members, including First Lady Grace Mugabe, of making some clandestine moves to succeed Mr. Mugabe through using a faction of the party known as Team Lacoste. The other faction, Generation 40, is believed to be backing Mrs. Mugabe for the presidential post. It is composed of young techs like ZANU-PF political commissar Sylvia Kasukwere and the youth minister Patrick Joao. Mrs. Mugabe says she does not want to succeed her husband. Now former ZANU-PF members say factionalism gripping the party may lead to a resounding defeat in the 2018 general polls and ultimate demise. Former party cadre Tendai Musonza, who was expelled from the party for standing as an independent candidate in a municipal election, says he will never rejoin ZANU-PF, which he claims is out of touch with what is happening in Zimbabwe. Musonza claims that only few people are now benefiting from the party.
Few individuals were now benefiting at the expense of the people. When I left ZANU-PF, at that time I was branded a sellout, but I'm now happy that some of the people who even branded me that way are now seeing the same reasons why I left it, and those same people are now out of ZANU-PF too.
Another former ZANU-PF member, Dennis Kagonye, who worked for the now defunct party mouthpiece, The Voice, says he was fired for expressing party members' concerns, especially on the status of the ailing economy. Kagonye, who is now an independent publisher of a weekly community newspaper, The Mirror, says he liked the ZANU-PF political ideology when he joined the party, but got fed up when he discovered that the leadership of the party did not care about the needs of party activists.
I could not issue my views about the status of the country by then because it was one-sided and editorial. The People's Voice was meant as a party's paper. The ideology of ZANU-PF were good to me. But when I joined the system, that's when I started to see things differently.
Kagonye was fired by then Secretary for Information Nathan Shamyarira for airing his independent views about how the party was allegedly distancing itself from the people. Themba Muliswa, former ZANU-PF Mashonaland and West chairperson who was expelled from the party in 2014, says there is no democracy in the ruling party. Muliswa believes that President Mugabe does not have good advisors anymore compared to the time when he used to be deputized by people like the late Vice President Simon Muzenda and Joshua Ngomo. He says Mr. Mugabe is no longer in control of the party, which he claims is now almost in the hands of his wife, Grace.
He had to respect those people. You know, you've got to understand that Joshua Nkomo had the respect, being the father of Zimbabwe and the leader in Matabele and ZAPU leader. Simon Mzenda was the guru of politics in Masvingo, representing the Karangas. That was very important. And those are two key tribes that you need in you being able to control the country. Those were very strong people, equally the same age, able to talk, able to criticize and so forth.
Muliswa says there's life outside ZANU-PF.
What happened to me is a blessing in disguise. I believed that I was going to be one of the key players in the party in terms of raising to the top, because I think the party had then taken a position to infuse young people. Could you still achieve that outside ZANU-PF? Yes, I realized that you could actually achieve that outside ZANU-PF.
His sentiments are echoed by several other former ruling party members who strongly believe that ZANU-PF will lose in the 2018 general elections. Musonza says the continuous paging of party activists indicates that ZANU-PF won't retain power in the general polls.
I don't see it surviving what is happening, the infighting which is taking place within the party right now. It signifies the end time messages for ZANU-PF. It's not going to survive.
But ZANU-PF youth Tatenda Chitate is adamant that ZANU-PF is here to stay. He says those people who think that the party will collapse are daydreaming.
ZANU-PF is actually not in a succession crisis. It will remain strong and is still strong. We have the grassroots. We've got the supportive. Even if you look at by-election results, party is winning with wide margins. So there's no succession crisis. Party is strong, and we're busy preparing for the 2018 general elections, which will win resoundingly.
The pinching of ZANU-PF members in the past has seen high-profile members like former president of the party, the late Ndabalini Stole, former ZANU-PF Secretary General Edgar Tekere, and the Politburo member Simba Makoni forming their own political parties. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Ata Chigoriwa.